Just this week, I was at a gathering and talking to a parishioner informally, and he was talking about how just in his life, for he and his wife, things had gotten very busy. And even though they were coming to Mass, it just seemed like there was something in his life that was missing. It seemed almost as if he was missing the sense of purpose or mission in his life. And of course, in the gospel today, we hear about the mission of the 72 that Jesus sent to go ahead of him, to prepare the way for him to all those other villages and towns. And probably imagine at first how exhilarating and exciting it must have been that they had been asked to partner with Jesus to share in his very mission of bringing about the kingdom of God. But then, of course, Jesus goes on. He says, well, carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and expect to be rejected by others. And then they might have said, wait a minute, Jesus, I'm not so sure that we're up to this. I need plenty of money. I need a place to stay. I need a lot of equipment. I need a lot of things to take care of me. But instead, Jesus said, no, you go and you take hardly nothing. But of course, that was precisely the point, that they weren't to rely upon material things or even so much their gifts or their talents, but instead to rely completely upon the Lord and his power and his call and his commissioning to send them forth. And of course, that same call of the 72 is also the same call of every baptized Christian. It's not the call just of priests or sisters or nuns, but it's a call of every baptized Christian is called to proclaim the kingdom of God with their lives. First of all, think about that. What a gift that is, that Jesus wants to use each of us to spread his love, his peace, and joy in the workings of his kingdom. He wants to work through us despite our limitations, our brokenness, our woundedness. Jesus, yes, wants to work through each of us. And that means each of you standing out there today, sitting out there. And today, as we heard in the gospel, Jesus appointed 72, but today he appoints all, let's say, 130 or 140 of you sitting in the pews today. You too are called to go out and to proclaim the kingdom of God. I know that can be kind of overwhelming at times. We think, well, how can I share Jesus with others? How can I possibly share his love and his mercy? Or how can I possibly use words to speak about Jesus to others? But one thing we all need to remember, that each of us has certain relationships that we're a part of, the places that we work, within our families. There's a certain gift that each of you has, each of us has, that we can touch and reach others with the power and mercy and love of Jesus in a way that no one else can. Yes, Jesus depends on each and every one of us to be able to share his love, his peace, and his grace with others. Yes, because of those relationships, because of your job, because of the friends you have, because of the family that you're within, no one else can reach others with Jesus. This is the mission that's been entrusted to you, so no one else can touch others with Jesus the way that you can. Still, that may be overwhelming, but maybe we need to jump back to last weekend and put first things first. And remember, if we're in that plane and we don't have a pilot to guide us, first we have to land that plane before it crashes, and we have to put first things first. And to putting first things first, that is, yes, first of all, if we want to share Jesus with others, we have to make sure that we're following him in our daily lives. We have to make sure that we're responding to that invitation that he's giving to us to be in a deep, intimate relationship with him. That deep friendship he is calling each of us to, where we are invited to surrender our lives to him. We are invited to offer everything to him, all our thoughts, our words, our deeds, and our actions. In that conversation I had with that parishioner, we talked about prayer for a little while, and one thing he said, well, I know when I really am praying, that everything in my life seems different. Everything just seems to go well. I have what I need, and I know that God is with me. Yes, for us to follow Jesus, of course, we have to encounter him in that deep, intimate prayer each day of our lives. We have to spend time with him. Spending time with the one who loves us the most, the one who has died for us, the one who has set us free, and the one, again, who continually invites us into that deeper relationship with him, so he can strengthen us, so he can free us, so he can heal us. And then, of course, to follow Jesus as well, we need to encounter him in the sacraments. Yes, of course, coming here every Sunday, every holy day, other times that we're able to do so, but also experiencing his mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. And therefore, we can more readily share his mercy and his kindness and compassion with those around us. Yes, Jesus calls each of us on this mission. And even though we feel like we may be inadequate, like we don't have what it takes, just like those 72 disciples that came back to him and said, "Wow, Lord, we have been successful. Even the demons are subject to his name." He wants to remind us and assure us that he will give us exactly what we need, everything we need to make him known by our words and our deeds, to share his love, his mercy, his compassion, his patience, simply with all those that we come into contact with, and also to invest ourselves in those relationships that we have, helping to share with them how God has worked in our lives, by promising to pray for others and pray with others, by sharing how God in our lives has given us his strength, how he has given us hope, and how he has truly given us the fullness of life. And every time, of course, as we gather here for Mass, it's sometimes been said that after the words of consecration, those words of Jesus, "This is my body, this is my blood," after those words of consecration, sometimes it's said that the second most important words of the Mass are "go." The very last words that we hear, "Go and announce the gospel of the Lord," or "Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life." What we have received, we are called to share, not just here within these walls, but especially beyond these walls. Wherever we find ourselves is our mission field. And here Jesus feeds us with himself to strengthen us, nourish us, and equip us, so we can share him with others.